Arcadian Vanguard presents the Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with last night's episode of NXT, which aired live on the USA Network from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. The closing segment of the program saw NXT champion Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams as guests on Grayson Waller's talk show segment. Hayes and Waller jawed back and forth to build up their championship match on next week's Spring Breakin' episode of the show.
Put me in that prime costume. I'm more relevant than you and you combined.
Oh, you're talking about relevant. Relevant like every single viral moment that you've ever had, huh?
You want to talk about viral moments? Let's talk about next week. The biggest viral moment in my career. Because at the end of the night, I'm going to carry that NXT title in one hand, this in the other. And I'm about to do a golden shoe over your prone body and new.
How you going to do a shoey over my body when I put your shoes in the power lines? And still.
Former NXT champion Braun Breaker attacked Odyssey Jones as Jones entered the ring for a match. Breaker then grabbed a microphone and began cutting a promo on both the fans and Chase U.
And last week, I came out here and told these fat rednecks that they're going to see a different side of me now. And man, I couldn't help it. I had to come out here and put a stop to the pathetic Chase U award ceremony where everyone gets a trophy nowadays. It's pathetic. I mean, they're all clowns. And you know, that's fine. You guys want to be clowns? Go join the circus, because it's not going to happen on my time anymore.
Breaker's promo led to Duke Hudson appearing in the crowd and challenging Breaker for a match against Andre Chase next week. In title matches on the show, NXT Tag Team Champions Gallus defeated the Creed Brothers and the Dyad in a three-way match after Wolfgang pinned Brutus Creed. Also, NXT North American Champion Wes Lee made the seventh successful defense of his title by defeating Charlie Dempsey. After the bout, Lee was beaten down by Dempsey and Dempsey's mentor Drew Gulak, which foreshadowed a future title match between Lee and Gulak. Roxanne Perez defeated Zoe Stark. After the bout, NXT Women's Champion Indy Hartwell came out and offered Perez a title shot, which was then interrupted by Tiffany Stratton. By the conclusion of the segment, a three-way title match was made for next week's show. In other matches, Cora Jade pinned Gigi Dolin after JC Jane's distraction led to Jade hitting a knee strike in a DDT. Following the match, Lyra Valkyria challenged Jade for next week. NXT UK Heritage Champion Noam Dar beat Miles Bourne, and Dijak defeated Apollo Crews. After the bout, Dijak brawled with Ilya Dragunov until security intervened. In ratings news, last Monday's episode of Monday Night Raw brought in an average of 1.815 million viewers to the USA Network, steady with last week's audience of 1.818 million, according to Showbuzz Daily. In the hourly breakdown, Hour 1 drew 1.945 million viewers, slipping to 1.919 million in Hour 2 and dropping to 1.582 million for Hour 3, a loss of 337,000 viewers between Hours 2 and 3, and a cumulative loss of 363,000 viewers over the course of the show. The rating in the key 18-49-year-old demographic was 0.58, falling slightly from last week's 0.59 key demo rating, according to WrestleNomics. The show came in fourth place for the night on cable TV in the key demo, down from the top spot last week. Last Friday, SmackDown drew an audience of 2.265 million to Fox, down 8% from the 2.468 million that tuned in for the previous week's post-WrestleMania edition of SmackDown, according to Showbuzz Daily. The rating in the key 18-49-year-old demographic was 0.58, which is down 16% from the previous week's 0.69 and represents 757,000 viewers, according to WrestleNomics. The episode ranked in first place for the evening on network TV in the key demographic. In more WWE news, Haley and Hannah Cavender of the University of Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team are set shortly to begin training at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando for a potential career in WWE, according to Colin Saleo of The Street. The social media celebrities who helped lead their team to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament for the first time in University of Miami history recently discussed stepping away from their final year of college basketball eligibility in order to pursue professional wrestling. The Kovinder twins signed NIL deals with WWE in 2021 shortly before transferring to the University of Miami from Fresno State. Said the Kovinder twins' agent Jeff Hoffman, quote, "The potential, what could be, I think they'd be excited if that type of opportunity presented itself for them to be main features in the WWE. WWE fans provide such positive comments, feedback, and energy to the twins," end quote. In corporate news, WWE and Fanatics are expanding their existing long-term merchandising partnership, according to an official release. Fanatics will directly take over operations of WWE's global event merchandise business, officially starting on May 1st. Under the new deal, Fanatics will reportedly manage on-site event retail for all WWE live events, a role that had been handled in-house by WWE since the company first got into the event merchandising business 40 years ago. WWE will once again be allowing its talent back on the Twitch live streaming platform, according to a report from Fightful Select. The two companies have reportedly reached an agreement that would allow any revenue from streaming content to be split three ways among WWE, Twitch, and the talent, with the large majority of it going to Twitch and the talent. The deal comes with very few restrictions, but one notable restriction will prohibit WWE talent from appearing with a talent from other wrestling companies unless approved by WWE. WWE restricted talent participation in any third-party revenue-generating platforms back in the fall of 2020. That edict began to be loosened a year ago, but it's only now that WWE has worked out a specific revenue-sharing deal with Twitch. And we close with a note from CMLL, which ran their weekly Tuesday night show at Arena Mexico. In the main event, CMLL tag team title holders Angel De Oro and Niebla Roja made the eighth defense of their championship, defeating Atlantis and Octagon. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the wrestling news podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.